Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Happy New Year to everybody. Glad you're with us here today and this last day of 2021. And I hope that you have a good day today and have a safe evening tonight as you celebrate another year that God has given to us. And we certainly hope that the Lord would come back for us in 2021. It sure would have been nice. Well, 2021's not over yet, but should he not come back for us before midnight tonight, we can certainly look forward, as Paul wrote to Titus, to the blessed hope that the Lord will come back for us in 2022. But whether he does or does not, we need to be found faithful doing the work that he's given us to do. Welcome to the program today. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to visit us online at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can find more about me, about us, the program, and our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You can even link to the church from the page there. You can listen to past programs, and if you're generally not up for our Sunday night program from 11 till midnight, you can listen to those programs as well, all at livewithpastoral.com. And there's also a number of articles and some other materials that we've written that are available there as well. So let me encourage you to check us out at livewithpastoral.com. Want to mention a couple things here as we get started, but before we do that, let's go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray that you would bless and thank you for the opportunity to have had another year of service to you. We just look forward to the coming year and what you have in store for us, the opportunities that you have for us. But Lord, most of all, help us to be sure of our salvation and then to be able to share Christ with the world around us. So we just thank you again. Bless the program today for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to have you with us here today, and we're going to touch on a couple of things here, but before I do that, just want to remind you that we have coming up tonight, our church has its Friday night Bible study, and we're having our regular Bible study tonight. We're starting at 7 o'clock, as we usually do every Friday night. And this is New Year's Eve, and it's no different, so we'll still be there. And we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. We'll have more of that information here at the end of the program, but we invite you to come out for that. And since it's New Year's Eve, we're going to probably stay around after the Bible study. Bible study starts at 7, usually runs 7 to 9. People usually stand around, talk, and fellowship for a while afterwards. So we're just going to extend the fellowship all the way up until midnight or when the hotel kicks us out, I guess. But we've got some food and refreshments and things like that. And so just have a good evening fellowship and welcoming in the new year together. And we just hope and pray that this will be a little better year in many respects than the past year was. What a challenging year. Most of all, we hope that this will be the year the Lord comes back for us. And 2021 certainly was a year of challenges, and it's hard to believe that just a year ago we were talking about the contested election and all the things that are happening there. And certainly, if you're like most of our listeners, probably very disappointed with how things worked out, and we went from one of the most pro-Christian, pro-family, pro-life, pro-Israel, conservative, growing economy type administrations our nation has seen, to one of the most anti-Christian, anti-Israel, anti-life, globalist administrations that we've ever experienced. And we've seen the past year with the continuation of the COVID or Chinese virus phobia that's been foisted upon our nation through the media, through the government, through big tech, social media platforms and things like that. And certainly they've been trying now to divide us between the clean and the unclean, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And I find it kind of ironic that the Omicron variant of COVID that's making the rounds now seems to strike the vaccinated and the unvaccinated alike. We just had not more than 2 weeks ago, we had Joe Biden making his gloom and doom prediction that this is the winter of death that we're facing, where if you're not vaccinated, you're facing death. And not only your death, but the death of those around you as you infect them with this deadly disease. And the only defense is you got to get vaccinated. What are you waiting for? Just get vaccinated. And I thought it should have had a provision on there. This scaremongering brought to you by the fine folks at Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna. But, you're supposed to get vaccinated so you don't get the disease. We mentioned on the program about the cruise ship that was anchored over the holidays over the Christmas holiday in Miami, because even though everybody on the ship over the age of 12 was supposed to be fully vaccinated, they were having a COVID outbreak. And then there was the USS Milwaukee, I believe it was, that last week was anchored there in Guantanamo Bay because out of the crew that's 100% vaccinated, they were having a COVID outbreak. And I've since heard of other people that have been vaccinated here in the past couple of weeks, especially since Omicron variant has surged here in Ohio. Numbers of people who've been vaccinated who, surprise, surprise, have COVID. How about that? I thought the vaccination was supposed to keep you from getting it. The other thing, too, there's been enough, virus has changed enough, a few mutations and things enough that even people who have been through COVID before have had it. I was just reading an article where somebody was talking about how she welcomed in the new year in 2021 with COVID in January and finished it with COVID for Christmas. And, well, I know my number of people who have been through that themselves. Started last January with COVID and finished in December with COVID again. So the good news is that in South Africa, where the COVID Omicron variant began to be noticed the most, is really kind of burned through society pretty quick. The numbers are going down, and they've had no increase in deaths or anything like that. In fact, the Omicron variant, if you're going to get COVID, is probably the best one to get. There's other stuff going around. Flu's rearing its ugly head again, and there's this sort of respiratory thing with cough and congestion and everything that's going around. Makes you feel miserable for a couple of weeks. If you get Omicron, you're probably miserable for a few days as opposed to a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, it's debatable. And of course, there's a lot of COVID fatigue going on. A lot of people are starting to realize, wait a minute, if the most I'm going to probably have from this is feel like I've got a bad cold or a mild case of the flu, why do I have to wear this mask on my face that obviously isn't preventing it? And why do I have to get a questionable shot that obviously isn't preventing it? Maybe I'm just going to get back with my life as normal. And people are beginning to wake up and realize that much of the fear-mongering that's going on with the so-called pandemic has become just that, fear-mongering. It's smoke and mirrors. It's theater. Yes, people do die from COVID. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying that for some people it's not a dangerous virus, but so's the flu. And we've lived with the flu for how many centuries? I think pretty much all of our history. So at any rate, the thing that we need to remember, though, is just take natural precautions. If you're feeling sick, If you've been around somebody that's sick, and that's one of the things with the Omicron variant, they say now that you're most contagious a day or two before you show symptoms, and then for a day or two after you're showing symptoms. And since it sets in so fast, within about 4 days or so of exposure, 3-4 days of exposure, that means you're getting exposed to it, becoming someone who can pass it on before you even know that you have it. So if you've been around somebody that's has COVID, it's a good idea to stay away from people for a few days. They are shortening the isolation period, the quarantine period, and so more information about that will be coming on. Used to be 10 days, and they're shortening it in some cases to 5 days, and so I won't get into all the details on that right now, but it just practice common sense like you would with the flu, like you would with a severe cold. If you're sick, stay away from people, stay home till you get better. And if you've been around somebody, then take some precautions, up your vitamin C and your zinc and things like that. And if you think you might be exposed, you might want to stay away from people for a few days until you know for sure. But other than that, don't panic. Don't fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear. And the devil likes to make you panic. And when you look at what the media and the administration is doing, trying to make people panic over this, it makes you wonder who they're in league with, which brings me to a subject that I was going to bring up here. I was reading an article today that was published regarding MSNBC, who had a program where they said that white evangelical Christians are the most unchristian segment of American society. And this is a quote from MSNBC contributor and one-time candidate for lieutenant governor of Texas, Matthew Dowd. He said, "We have evangelicals who are supposedly the most Christian people in the country who practice the most unchristian ways." And he went on to claim about conservative Christians that they don't believe in common decency, don't believe in a common good, and have embraced the exact opposite of what Jesus preached in the Gospels. And he went on. He wasn't finished. He said, "I actually think that we're in a spiritual soul crisis in this country." Well, I would give him credit for that. But he's saying that evangelical support for President Donald Trump is the most direct evidence of it, meaning of the spiritual soul crisis in this country. He said, "We have a fundamental soul problem when we have an entire segment of our society who no longer believes in the fundamental message of Jesus Christ about loving one another and respecting one another and treating one another as you want to be treated. They don't believe that anymore." He says, "There's an idiot percentage of this population that just needs to be told what to do." And, well, you know, it's you see these things being said all the time, and it's by people who really don't understand what the Bible has to say. Dowd went on to say that every single spiritual faith in the history of the world has taught the same ethic of selfless love, whether it's Muslim, Buddhist, or Jewish person. All religions have taught the same fundamental things. But here's the problem with that. It seems like Matthew Dowd and the people there in MSNBC embrace a sort of universalism and a sort of idea that all religions are fundamentally the same. And that's actually not true. When you look at some of these things, for instance, he brought up Hinduism and trying to say that they are Buddhism, rather not Hinduism, Buddhism, and trying to say that they taught the same thing as what Christ taught, or that Islam teaches the same thing as what Christ taught. Now, when we think about this, I remember talking with a friend of mine who had been a Muslim. He's now saved, born-again Christian. And he said, "There's no love in the Bible where Allah loves people unless you please him in some fashion." And what he's saying there is there's no equivalent of John 3:16, for instance, in the Quran. there's no equivalent of that at all, because the only time that Allah loves anybody is when you do something that he wants you to do, and that's it. But in John 3:16, we see very distinctly the Bible saying, for God so, what? For God so loved the world. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And think about that. For God so loved the world. Was the world pleasing him when that statement was made? No, absolutely not. Adam and Eve had rebelled against God. They disobeyed him, and the world was plunged into sin. In fact, the Bible said that in by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so as a consequence, God, even though he had created Adam and Eve and wanted them to fill the world, he wanted to have perfect fellowship with them. God was not pleased when they disobeyed him, and by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. God never wanted sin to exist at all. In fact, remember when Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus and raised him, he said, Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus came up from the grave after being dead for 4 days. In the shortest verse in the Bible there, where it says Jesus wept, and I thought about that in the past, in that phrase, Jesus wept. I think he wept because here's Lazarus who was dead, and this was a perfect example of what God never wanted to happen. He did not want us to die. And so Jesus wept because death was not a part of his plan, what he wanted. This is something that happened because death came into the world because of sin. And because of Adam's sin that's passed on from Adam to all generations, all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. And so in Christianity, in biblical Christianity, Bible-based Christianity, we have a difference from Buddhism and Islam and these other religions. We have the fact that we have a God that created us to have a perfect relationship with him, perfect fellowship with him. But that fellowship was severed because of sin and disobedience. And yet in the midst of that, he still loves us. God loves us, the Bible says, before we loved him. While we were yet his enemies, while we were yet in rebellion against him, the Bible says that God loved the world. He didn't wait for us to do something before he loved us. His love wasn't conditional, where he said, if you please me, like Allah in the Quran does, if you please me, then I'll love you. No, he loved us when we were yet in our sin, when we were yet rebellious against him. He loved us and had a plan of salvation worked out for us. Well, what God did in that plan, as it says here in John 3:16, said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He made it possible for us to be delivered from our sin. And he did that by taking human form. We celebrate that at Christmas time, the birth of Christ, God with us. And he came into this world in the form of a man, God, Jesus Christ, God the Son. Remember, we talk about the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We don't talk about three gods. We don't talk about a committee of three gods working together in concert. We talk about one God who is in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. One God who exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You say, well, that's complicated. Yeah, it is. It isn't an easy thing to wrap your mind around sometimes. But again, as you remember in Genesis chapter 2, where God created Adam, as he said in chapter 1, in his image. It says in chapter 2 that he created Adam from the dust of the earth. He formed his body. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's the spirit. And he became a living soul. So we see Adam created as a body, a spirit, and a soul. And all of us exist that way. We have a body, a spirit, and a soul. The body is analogous to God the Son. The spirit is analogous to God the Holy Spirit. And the soul is analogous to God the Father. And when you understand this, it makes the Godhead much more understandable because we're created in his image. It's not merely that we have a will. It's not merely that we have intelligence and emotion, but it's we're literally a three-part being created in the image of God, who is a three-part being in and of himself. He is the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so in our body, we interact with the world around us. We do things just like when God manifests in the form of a man. God the Son dwelt among us. The Word, as he's called in the Gospel of John, in the beginning, we see in the beginning of the Gospel of John, chapter 1, where he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things, he says, were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. And then it says down in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Jesus Christ was not created at the incarnation. He existed eternally as God the Son. He took on human flesh. He dwelt among us. He became a man for the purpose of going to the cross where he could sacrifice himself, where he could die for us. He lived a life of holiness, of righteousness, without sin. And he went to the cross where he did not pay for his sins because he had no sin. But instead he paid for our sin with his own blood. And his blood, of course, that was as a result of a miracle where God the Father created within Mary that complement to her DNA so that Jesus Christ could be born in the miracle of the virgin birth. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, came upon Mary, and she was found with child, and she delivered into the world the Christ child. We celebrate that at Christmas, of course, as I said. And then he grew up to be our sacrifice, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, as John the Baptist introduced him. And that's what he is. So Jesus went to the cross where he suffered and died and paid for our sins. He loved us that much before we even loved him. Well, the result of that is that if we put our faith in him, we confess our sin, believing that Jesus Christ, as God in the flesh, died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins. And we believe that that payment was sufficient because, after all, what do we celebrate at Easter time? Not merely the death and the burial of Christ, but the resurrection of Christ. He rose victorious over sin and death. And we believe that he did that because he paid for our sin. The entire payment was made. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, not merely physical death, but spiritual death, separation from God. But when you acknowledge your sin and you realize that God loved you before you ever loved him, that he took on the form of a man and went to the cross and shed his blood to pay for your sins as he died in your place, he was buried and rose again to give you victory over sin as well. Have you ever trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you've not done that, I hope you would do that before this year ends, or certainly in the beginning of the new year. You can start a new year with a new life in Christ. And when you do that, your sins will be forgiven. And the Spirit of God will take up residence in your heart. His Spirit will bear witness to your spirit that you are his child. And you'll begin to take on the attributes of Christ and show them in your life. Why don't you join us for the new life in Christ this new year? Thanks for listening to us today, and God bless and Happy New Year.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.